All right, next up, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast exclusively for Komando community members. Here's hour three for the weekend of April 17th, 2021.
$2,700. Wow. An iPhone 11 Pro that made it off the assembly line with a logo just a little bit off center was sold for $2,700, which is more than double what the phone would is normally worth. And you have to guess whoever purchases it, I guess they're hoping that, you know, one day it's going to be worth big bucks. But speaking of rejects, when you change your password, Google will now tell you if it's good enough. I tried to use the password 14 days and Google said it was too weak. I knew you'd laugh at that one. Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all age, to another hour of America's most trusted source for all things digital. You can find the Kim Komando Show on 420 top stations from coast to coast around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. You can also find us streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can get the podcast over at getkim.com. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And when's the last time that you actually looked at your wireless bill? And I mean, really, really look at it. Because if you're tired of seeing complicated jargon and hidden fees on your bill, then it's time to make the switch to T-Mobile. Now, you've heard me talk about T-Mobile plans in the past. Well, they have another amazing plan for those 55 and up that now includes Netflix. It's called Magenta 55 Plus, and it comes with two lines of unlimited data for only $70 a month. That's right, exactly $70 a month, this month and every month. But that's not all. Netflix is now included, so you can binge all your favorite movies and shows without paying for yet one more subscription. And I am pleased to say that we have finally watched the last of Outlander. I mean, it was good in the beginning, but after a while, I'm like, wow. I mean, just go back to your own time already. So here's the deal. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 or call 1-800-T-Mobile today.
With autopay, sales tax, and regulatory fees included in the rate plan price, keeping it steady, unlimited on T-Mobile's network, customers using 100 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds during congestion due to data prioritization. Video at 480p received Netflix standard with two lines.
And SolveIQ. Stop calling your kids every time you have a tech problem. For just a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ tech experts, and they're going to be happy to hear from you as many times as you need. So visit SolveIQ.com/Kim. That's Solve. IQ.com/Kim, S-O-L-V-E, the letters IQ.com/Kim. And Angie, have a home to keep up with? Well, then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. You have upfront pricing plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Angie, your home for everything home. Get the Angie app today. All right, let's start this hour with five things you need to know about future tech that will give you a glimpse into where things are headed. Now, one of the side effects of the pandemic is that everybody was zooming along, and suddenly video conference call platforms were exploding, but also people were more familiar with it and they were more accepting of it. So experts now think by the year 2030, we're going to be keeping in touch with others via holograms. That's really holograms. So if anything could reinvigorate calls, it's going to be a hologram. I mean, aren't you just tired of looking at people on a computer screen? But what if you could get like an actual representation of that person just standing right there? A study over in the UK found that half of the 2,000 people surveyed are bored with video calls. 65% say they don't provide the right level of interaction. But these holograms could help people feel closer, they say, depending upon how lifelike the projections are, of course. Now, I'm sure the first time someone chats with a colleague or a loved one via hologram, it's going to be like stepping into the future until we'll all be brought back into reality and somebody will say, hey, you're still on mute. Gosh, how many times does that happen a day? Number two, you're going to be driving an EV very soon. A new analysis by the University of California, Berkeley, says it's more feasible than ever for every new vehicle in the U.S. to be electric within the next 15 years. And there's a big reason why. By the year 2035, all cars and trucks sold in the U.S. were electric. Listen to this. Consumers would save $2.7 trillion over the next 30 years, about $1,000 per household per year, taking into account no longer to have to buy gas or we have costly repairs. Batteries for all electric cars are getting better, and they're getting cheaper to produce. It's an aggressive timeline, but even if not all new cars are electric by 2035, Imagine probably most of them will be. And before you ever get behind the wheel of one, you need to remember this very important advice. Don't ever turn into a dead-end street while driving an electric vehicle. No one wants to be stuck on a road with no outlet. That one was all right, Mike. Okay. No outlet, electric car. Tough crowd. Number three, let your truck do the driving. Hey, do you have a Ford? Get this. The new driver assist program is going to be showing up in the all-electric Ford Mach-E, but it's also coming to the 2021 Ford F-150. It's the most popular pickup truck in the country. It's called Blue Cruise. It's a software update. It's going to provide hands-free driving up to 100,000 miles of specific U.S. highways, dubbed as hands-free blue zones. Doesn't mean that it drives for you. It just means you don't have to have your hands on the wheel. Like GM Super Cruise, the Blue Ford Cruise will assist the driver in conjunction with other safety features. Keep an eye on your eyes to make sure that you're watching the road. Now, don't get too excited, because even if you own a 2021 Mach-E or F-150, to be eligible for the software update, you have to have needed to spring for the extra package on some models. So make sure you don't lose your focus while driving one of these self-driving Fords, kind of almost. You might consider the one they built in partnership with Starbucks, the Mach-E Auto. Number four, this exercise bike might make you forget that you're exercising and it has some other features. And, you know, I've been on my Peloton for now 3 years. I was one of the early adopters. That's why when I saw this one, I was like, this is interesting to me. The Play Pulse One bike looks like one of the newer bikes. It doesn't take a lot of space. It has a video screen, connects to the internet, but there are no instructors. You can pedal while you watch Netflix, stream music, or play games through this 24-inch touchscreen, where the way you pedal is how you win, kind of like bumper cars and street racing. The games rely on controllers that are built into the handlebars. You can also stream your favorite shows, but if you don't keep up the pedaling pace, the screen goes dark on you. Nice. The bike also has integrated speakers, Bluetooth, 512 gig SSD, connects via Wi-Fi, Ethernet, delivery estimate of December. The bike's not cheap, $1,200, which they say is discounted from $2,000. You get the first 6 months of service free, then it'll be $20 a month. It's cheaper just to do lunges, but that really sounds like a big step. Number five, do you have to tip the driver? I've always wondered this. 2019 seems like a long, long time ago, but it was that year that Domino's Pizza announced that they would be making deliveries in autonomous cars. Now it's happening if you're living in Houston. The Nuro R2 robot is apparently the first fully self-driving delivery vehicle to clear approval from the U.S. Department of Transportation, and there are pizzas to deliver. The robot looks like a minier version of a minivan, has a small camera on top, will make deliveries on certain days and times in a specific part of Houston, Texas. Just order a Domino's pizza like you normally would. Then you can track the robot all the way to your curb. Use a touchscreen screen on the R2. You put in your PIN number, and then it opens and then reveals your pizza. And if the pizza chain decides that the trial has been successful, they're going to potentially look at expanding the Nuro R2 into many other locations. You might call this the domino effect. Hey, if you haven't tried Super Beets Heart Chews, you're totally missing out. You get all the fabulous healthy heart benefits of eating beets without the hassle of juicing. And let me tell you, I used to make beet juice. I tried it a few times. That's it, just a few times, because it was so much work. And what a mess of the kitchen. Now I just eat two Super Beets Heart Chews, and they taste great. Super Beets Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grape seed extract. The grape seed extract used in Super Beets Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. And better blood pressure means more energy, the way that nature intended, without jittery stimulants or caffeine. Just two delicious chews a day is all you need. I keep a bag of Super Beets Chews on my desk, and every morning I just eat two. I exercise every single day. And having enough energy is super important, but so is stamina. I really believe the Super Beets Chews are a big reason why I have a ton of both. So do what I did. Support your heart health with delicious Super Beets Chews. Get your Super Beets Chews today at this special address. KimsBeats.com. Because if you buy them there, when you buy two bags, you're going to get one bag free. That's at KimsBeats.com. Kim's Beats, KimsBeats.com. KimsBeats.com. Hey, you want to stay right where you are. Coming up, we're going to tell you some easy ways to clear space on your PC or Mac. And also, true or false, is more megapixels really a better camera? And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. So I did a column for the USA Today recently, and it was like all these digital tricks that you need to know. And boy, gosh, so many people love that. It was like trending like crazy all throughout the internet. I've got a few of them I'm going to share with you in just a few moments. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, maybe you missed a part, you want to hear a part again, you can always get the entire show as a podcast over at GetKim.com. Pastor Joe in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Hi there, Pastor Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. What's going on with you,
awesome,
sir?
Well, I'm up here in sunny Michigan today and living the dream, so it's just awesome.
That's fantastic. Thank you for your call. How can I help you?
Well, I appreciate you taking it. You know, as a pastor in a small congregation church, you know, we do all the Facebooks live, and we have a Facebook page and a website and all of those social media things. But one thing that my congregants ask for a lot is they're like, do you have an app that we can put on our phone where everything is right there for us? And I'm like, well, you know, that's a good idea. But I really have no clue where to start.
It's a great idea. And thank you for sharing that. But I don't know how to make that magic happen. Okay. Well, you know, fortunately, there are things now called software as a service. I mean, when iPhones first came out, you know, 13, 14 years ago, if you wanted to build an app, you had to have, like, developers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And artists and programmers. And then every single time that Apple would make an update or there'd be a change in the Android operating system is that your app would crash. And then you'd have to update it. It was like this, you know, constant cat and mouse game.
And, I see.
And so now what we have is we have companies that say, you know what, if you want an app, you can use our template and then we'll charge you a fee every month. Or as a matter of fact, if you let us put ads in your app, maybe you can even make some money. And so like, for example, the Komando.com app, we didn't develop that. We did a deal with a company that said we can build you an app, and then what you do is you just supply, you put, there's a way that you'll supply your content through typically RSS feeds that will go into the app. So you don't have to worry about if there's an operating system update or if this doesn't work on that platform or whatever it may be, because it just makes it a lot easier. So when it comes time for church apps, there is a myriad of companies that can offer you a point-and-click solution. So where you would do a deal with them, and when I say deal, I mean you would pay them a certain amount every month.
Okay? Right.
And then that certain amount would be for so much data that was going to go through the app or so many users. And some of these will do deals with you like I have that, you know, if they sell an ad within the app that it helps keep those costs down, because, you know, the app for us is not a profit center and it's not going to be a profit center for you.
Right.
Unless you start selling things along the way on the app. But I'm not selling any physical goods anymore. So, you know, we're not selling tablets and dash cams. And so it's, you know, so we don't have that whole e-commerce part happening because I just couldn't compete with Amazon. Okay, you know, they're bigger than me. They won. Okay, so
sure.
Okay, so now, there are companies like My Pocket Church, where
I've never heard of them.
Okay,
but
which I'll give you a list of these. But it's like, so it's $100 a month, and then you might pay more if you want certain features. So, but it'd be a way for you to put, you could put your live stream in there, your podcasts. Mm-hmm. Your daily devotionals, if you would like to do that. Blogs, photos, contact information, prayer requests, whatever it may be. that you, or even, and then the other side of that is that you could send them text messages automatically, say, if they opted in, of course, 15 minutes before the sermon's about to begin or before this event or what, or just a reminder to sign up, you know, whatever you guys and gals
right.
are trying to do.
There's
another one called Apollo Church that they say that they are going to always be the cheapest for the church. Always be the cheapest. So,
well, that's good.
So, yes. And so they also offer geofencing, which means that when they go back to the church, okay, if they're going back in physically into the church, that you'll know who actually is in the church. But plus you can say, hey, welcome to church today. This is Pastor Joe, and I'm really happy to see you here today.
Okay, so explain that again. How does that work?
It's called geofencing. So
geofencing.
So when a person steps on the church's property, because you'll put a fence like on a map and say when they get into this area, is that they could get a personalized message from you in the app or via text, however you want to configure it, that will say, hey, this is Pastor Joe. Thanks for coming by. I'm really glad that you're here. Today's message is about this. You can find more information about it here. You know, or if you want to read this passage, whatever it may be. So there's a lot of cool things that you can do with an app. So like I mentioned, there's about a half a dozen of these, probably more, probably closer to a dozen, as I originally said, of these different companies. And let me pick a few for you to check out. And then if you need any more information about it along the way, you're wondering about this or how does this cost work or how do I get it here or there or whatever, I'm here for you. Just give me a call back and I'm happy to talk about it. But I'm going to post those links in the Q&A forum, as well as we'll send you an email, Pastor Joe, and thank you so much for your call. You know, I always stress the importance of regular data backups, and iDrive's cloud-based backup solution is the best in the business. Just go to iDrive.com, use promo code Kim. You're going to save 90% off your first year. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. All right, so as I mentioned, I did a whole column about digital life tricks. So, like, for example, if you have apple cords and they're white, no longer, just use a pink eraser. If you are trying to quickly transcribe any audio file, Otter.ai works great with Zoom and all other calls. We have the list of the entire 10 digital life tricks over on our website. Head over to commando.com. And when you're there, hit that link that says Kim Show. And you want to stay right where you are. Coming up, we have a great tip about the easy way to clear out space on your PC or your Mac. Small businesses have always shown an incredible ability to adapt, innovate, and survive, even more so this past year. Now, another way you can adapt and grow is by finding the right people to help grow your business. My sponsor, LinkedIn Jobs, helps you do that for free. Get started now by posting your job for free to reach LinkedIn's vast and diverse network of 740 million professionals. I love, love, love how fast and easy it is. Just fill out targeted screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified candidates with the experience, skills, and the motivation you need for your business. Then with LinkedIn's simple filtering and management tools, you can easily review, rate, and just hone in on that top candidate. That's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person for your role fast. I've used LinkedIn Jobs with great success in the past. And as we all start to return to the studios, I know that I can count on LinkedIn to find qualified people to join my team. And your first job post is free. Just visit LinkedIn.com/Kim. That's LinkedIn.com/Kim. You're going to get your first job post for free. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn.com/Kim. All right, a couple of things that I want to pass along. First of which is that if you are not getting the current newsletter, you're totally missing out. Go to thecurrentnewsletter.com. It's, I think, one of our best newsletters. Like, for example, this past week, we told you all about how the FCC wants you to download their new internet speed test app. We talked about how 50% or so of email users have had their email addresses exposed 5 times each. We're going to tell you how you can check to see if yours is on the list. And it's called thecurrentnewsletter.com. I put it together along with Allie and Ben and our whole crew. We've got Matt and Mark and, of course, Amber on board doing all the graphics. It's a fabulous newsletter. It comes out twice a week, free for the taking. Sign up now while you're thinking about it over at thecurrent.com. And one thing over on the website that's been getting a lot of attention is true or false. More megapixels equals a better camera. True or false? The answer is true. If you go back in time, 2007, the original iPhone came with a 2-megapixel camera that couldn't even record video. Now, the most basic smartphone has at least an 8-megapixel camera. And if you have the Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra, $1,200, it has a 108-megapixel camera. Oh my gosh. So, you know, a lot of standalone DSLR cameras have features beyond the smartphone cameras. I mean, mine is a little bit older, somewhat unpredictable. You could say it's a loose cannon. Gail in Bartlettsville, Oklahoma. Hello there, Gail.
Hello, Kim. Thank you for calling me.
Betcha. I think you called me, but that's okay.
How can I help you? Well, I wanted to tell you that I really enjoy reading your articles. I take a paper in a larger town around where I live, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they put an article of yours in every week, and I read it, and sometimes I'll cut it out. I've got a whole file here if I haven't done what you said to do so that I'll remember to do it, and that's why I cut it out. So I thought you might find that a little amusing, but anyhow, I'm going to have
that.
Put a big file about that. So
thank you, Gail. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So what's on your mind?
So I received an email not too long ago. I store most of my photos that I take on my phone through the Google Photo app.
Okay.
And they sent an email saying that it's going to be changing and something about charging or something. I'm like, oh, no, what am I going to do with all these photos? I have not transferred them anywhere. You know, they're still mostly on my phone, which I can access on my computer as well. But I found that it's really difficult to get them off the Google Photos, even when they're on my computer, to try and put them on my hard drive. So my question is, are there other options to store your photos on your phone other than using the Google Photos that's going to, I guess, start charging?
Well, they're not going to be charging a lot of money. Which there is a tool when you sign into your Google account. It will tell you how much of your free storage limitation that you're using. Okay. So you're going to get 15 gigs for free. And that comes with every Google account. So if you throw them around, if you can't find the link, just let me know and I'll find it for you. But there's a tool that will say, you know, click here and it'll tell you how much of your Google storage that you're using. How many photos do you think you have up there?
Oh, man.
That's a big one. That's a big number.
I don't even know, really. And they're several years worth. I've not done anything with them. And some years I have more than others, depending on if we've taken trips those years. Of course, last year, you know, we didn't really go anywhere, so I don't have too many photos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe this may not be that much. Maybe 1,000.
Oh, you got nothing.
You're fine.
So after June 1st, 2021, any new photos and videos that you upload, any new ones are going to count towards your free 15 gig storage space that comes with every Google account. So basically what you should do is if you have any photos laying around, make sure that you get them up in that account before June 1st, because that's when it's going to start counting towards your 15 gig limitation. If you go over the 15 gigs, it's like $2 a month for 100 gigs. You can get 2 terabytes for $10 a month. But, you know, with 15 gigs, you're probably talking 10,000 photos. So I don't think you need to worry about somebody coming up to you. And if they do, they're only going to want $2 a month, which is really not a lot of money to have all your photos. And that's what's great about it. You have all your photos accessible on all your devices. And if you take a photo, it automatically gives up to Google Photos, and then you can share it and good things like that. I mean, if you wanted to, you could download all the photos, which is, you know, it's a problem. It's a hassle. I get it. And you get 5 gigs free with your Amazon Prime account.
Okay, I have that. Mm-hmm.
So that's 5 gigs. But if you need more space, you're going to be paying them $2 a month. So So anywhere you look, somebody's going to be looking at you, Gail, saying, all right, baby.
Okay.
You know, we got your photos for you.
Right.
We're holding them. We're storing them for you, but you're going to have to pay for it. So, and everything, so it goes up in the cloud. Do you understand how the cloud works?
No, I really don't.
Okay. So here's what happens. The cloud is just a a term that's used for storage space that is not your storage space. It's storage space that is accessible in the cloud, in the internet cloud, and the and these are redundant servers that because your photos are in your cloud, in the cloud, if your photo is just on your home computer, I can only see that photo if I go to your home computer. If I put the photo up in the cloud, I can see it from my home computer, from my phone, from my tablet, from my mother's house, my sister's house. She can see it. We can comment. We can share that out. We can, because it, the physical limitation isn't only to a device. So, so when it's up in the cloud, that means that it's also being saved in different places. So, like, for example, if you had more than just your photos and you have your tax documents, your family tree, your love letters, your business plans, whatever it may be, your in your spreadsheets and your QuickBooks files and anything like that, that if you don't have that in the cloud and your computer goes hasta la vista, everything everything you just lost. So so that's why when it comes time for backing up, that's why, you know, I've talked about iDrive for years. That's who I use. And so you can back everything up on your computer up to the cloud. And then once it's in the cloud, if somebody steals your computer, the hard drive dies, there's a fire, theft, flood, you name it, that I can go get a new computer and pull everything off of the cloud and I'm not out of business.
Right. So is Google a cloud then when you're saying I can look at my photos on my phone or my computer?
Google Photos, Google Photos is in the cloud. So, and that's why they're charging you a storage fee.
Right.
Because you're using their servers, their lines to store your photos. But they're going to give you a certain amount for free. And then if you go over that, that's when you start paying to have that stuff in the cloud. But it makes but it's also peace of mind because I don't know if you've ever but I've had like years ago I had like a laptop stolen out of my office. And it and I didn't have it backed up. And I was, and so I lost everything there. And then, of course, you feel violated because somebody just broke into your office and they stole your computer. And so so it, normally it takes somebody losing things, and I should have known better, but, it, you know, to before you get the backup religion. Then all of a sudden you're like, oh, my gosh, I got the backup religion, baby, because now I know how easily that I can lose things. So run that tool, Gail. Thank you for your kind words about the newspaper and all that other great stuff. If you ever get to Phoenix, you can just come by and see the show, by the way. And don't worry about anything till June 1st, but do see how much they think they're going to be charging you after that point, but may just be a few bucks a month. And that's why you also might want to take a look at iDrive because they just won another award. This time it's from the leading tech publication, Tom's Guide. They gave iDrive their Editor's Choice Award for the best cloud backup. And they raved all about iDrive's ease of use, affordability, and generous storage. And that's why I've been recommending iDrive for years. It's simply the best cloud backup service available. And let's not forget, they also recently won PC Mag's Best Cloud Backup Solution for Consumers and Businesses 7 years in a row. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more. All into one account with their industry standard encryption, state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is safe. And I love that I can access my files right from my mobile device, no matter where I go. I can also automate backups in a snap. I never have to worry about losing my data or running out of space on my device. Plans start at less than $6 a month. And we use my name, Kim. You get 90% off your first year. Just go to iDrive.com, use my name, Kim. iDrive.com, use my name, Kim. All right, so over on the website, we have this great tip about how to clear space on your PC or Mac. I mean, you know, here's the easy one. Since the trash can on your computer desktop doesn't start to smell, it's easy to forget to empty it or all the digital files you've added over the months or longer. So you just want to right-click on the recycle bin icon and select option to empty it. That works on a PC or a Mac, and you could retain a lot of storage there. Then there's the download folder on your computer, which is meant to be temporary. See what's in there that you can delete, like email attachments and software installers. And we put together a list of tips to help you easily clear out your space on your computer over at commando.com. Just look for the link under Kim's show near the top of the homepage. You know, recently I was on Amazon looking at all the flash drives and the hard drives. Gosh, there's just so many for sale. Oh, it was just a trip down memory lane. Still to come, we've got news about some podcasts that you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, thanks to the data brokers profiting off of your online activity, there's no longer such a thing as a private citizen. To keep my data private, when I go online, I turn to ExpressVPN. Get 3 extra months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, over inside the Komando community, we have the bustling Q&A forum, and John M. left a question about his desktop and his being able to print on multiple devices, his desktop, Surface Pro, Mac, Android phones. We've tried multiple help forms, followed by manufacturer instructions, updated drivers. We can't figure out how to do it. Any suggestions? Guess what? Our IT genius, John, team commander, he goes in, saves the day, gives him exactly all the steps to do. And then Gary M. wanted just the best alternatives for Facebook, Messenger, and Twitter. And, of course, once again, our IT genius, John, saves the day and talks to Gary about Telegram and Signal. So this is the type of support and help that you can get from people who you can trust. Just head over to komando.com/community, and in the Q&A forum, you can drop your questions there. You do have to be a member in order to do that. So if you, anytime you have any questions, you can get a free account over at getkim.com for 30 days. After that, it's just a few bucks a month. And of course, we offer great discounts for our veterans, military, our service personnel, and our seniors. And so again, that's getkim.com. Ed in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Kim. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
We're both retired, my wife and I. We've been married for going on 63 years, and we both had a little part-time jobs we enjoyed doing. And, of course, COVID killed all that.
Sure.
And we'd kind of like to find really good alternatives to cable. You know, we got about 360 channels. We watch probably 5 of them.
Yeah.
And the only time we ever use the house phone is when it rings, and that's a robocall. And so I'd like to get some – I was kind of in a quandary, and I thought, well, about the only thing to do here would be to contact America's Digital Goddess. So
well, thank
here
you.
I am.
Thank you, Ed. Well, you know, it's – so you're going to enter the streaming world now.
Apparently so.
And so you're going to cut the cable. And the thing that you have to be careful of, Ed, is that you don't start paying more than what you're paying now.
Certainly.
Because a lot of people, they'll sign up for Netflix. Well, that's $20 a month. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to sign up for Hulu. Well, that's $15 a month. Well, then they want their sports. And, you know, that's going to be another $15 a month.
Sure.
And then there are certain shows that you want to be able to watch, and maybe those are the certain news channels. And, well, guess what? That's going to be another 10. So you know where I'm going with this.
Sure.
So you want to look at the various things that you have and then start looking at different options. Before you cut the cable, what I would do is I'd call whoever your provider is and tell them that you're having trouble paying the bill, and that you're thinking about cutting the cable. And you want to ask to speak to somebody in the retention department, Ed, okay? Because it's cheaper to keep a current customer than to go get a new customer. And all these cable companies, people are flooding away. But you may find that they have a deal for you if you stay and if you tell them that you're about ready to quit. Because doing streaming is not for the faint-hearted. You'd have to make sure that you have an internet-connected TV or a relatively new modern smart TV that has an internet connection. If not, you need to get a streaming box. And then you've got all these different choices from Sling and Roku, and it really becomes a bit of a nightmare. But specifically, the cost may also increase accordingly, because then you've got Disney Plus, and you know, it just gets to be a bit of a nightmare. So, but you may find that you'll be able to reduce that price and get a better deal. Now, the only thing I want to caution you on is that on your phone is that I want you to use the Reminders app, because they're going to tell you that we're going to give you a deal for 6 months or 12 months, and then the price is going to go up accordingly. So just make a reminder in your phone to say in 4 months or 5 months, whatever that time is, that you're going to go ahead and increase that in. So try that first. And then we've got tons of tools as far as getting ready to cut the cord and how to do streaming. And we'll go ahead and post some of them over on the website as well and for you. And we'll send you out some so that this way you can read up on exactly when it's taken. Then when you have some questions about which service streaming player would be the best, that's when we can talk a little bit more. But just see if you can lower that price first, because I think that's going to be your first step. And thank you, Ed, for your call and also your kind words. Coming right up, we've got news about credit card records that have been leaked online that you don't want to miss. Does part of your home feel a little less secure than you might want? With the security system from SimpliSafe, you never have to worry about it again. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com today, and you're going to get a free security camera. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. All right, it was a leak. Roughly 600,000 credit card numbers, personal banking information, social security numbers, and more. It was stolen off the dark web. And if your information was for sale at one point, it's for sale all over. You can check to see if your email address or phone numbers have been breached over the years and to make sure that you have two-factor authentication set up for all your sensitive accounts. Just head over to commando.com. Then there's a link at the top that says Kim Show. And just click there and you'll find a link to how you can check to see if you're on the list, which you probably are. And don't forget, 24/7, you can always find me on our website. Visit me there at komaindia.com.